This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he is ordering all state governors to immediately open houses of worship across the nation. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president made the declaration Friday, even though it's not clear he has the authority to do so.
The president says many governors have declared liquor stores and abortion providers as essential services and letting them stay open, but not houses of worship.
It's not right.
And says he's correcting the injustice.
And calling houses of worship essential.
He says governors must allow them to reopen right now.
If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
Though it's unclear he has the authority to do that. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had prepared reopening guidelines for houses of worship weeks ago, but the White House had been refusing to release them until abruptly shifting course. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China drew Western condemnation Friday over plans for a national security law that would quash Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam said her government will fully cooperate with the Chinese parliament to safeguard national security. She said the proposed plan would not affect rights, freedoms, or judicial independence in the city. But pro-democracy activists and politicians in the former British colony don't agree. They have for years opposed such legislation, arguing it could erode its autonomy, guaranteed under the One Country, Two Systems Agreement set out when Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. The proposal could also heighten tensions between Beijing and Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States stood with the people of Hong Kong and warned that the changes could have an impact on the favorable U.S. treatment of the territory.
That's Reuters, Olivia.